Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team. Hello, somebody. Wow. Here we are. We're together again. Solo, baby. Just us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That scripture comes from Jeremiah 29:11. And I think it is so relevant whether you get down with the Christian faith or not. Just understanding that your plans, your destiny, your journey is unique and it is different. And even in all of that, you always, always have to hold on to hope and put some sweat equity on that hope, pushing towards the high prize and the mark. But for me being a church girl, Jeremiah 29:11, ooh, we hello somebody on that. So I'm just reflecting on my last 5 years. Hell, I don't know why I picked five. I could have picked four. I could have picked 7, 8, 9, 10. But I'm picking five right now. And we are in the month of October in the year of 2021. Just a few more months before we will be having our New Year's resolutions. Can you guys believe that the year is almost over? So it's just this time of the year. I don't know. I just start feeling some type of way. I hope I can get a few amens on that where you just start to reflect where about, you know, just start to think about where you've been and where you are going. And that's why I picked Jeremiah 29:11. You know, there's a quote from one of the GOATs, Muhammad Ali, where he said something like, if at the age of 50, I'm still thinking like I was 20, something is wrong. Now, he said it much more eloquently than I just did right there. But it is the truth that evolution and growth and change, evolution is change. It's inevitable. And so what you do get to choose, though, is the direction that you're going to go. But the fact that the change is going to come, it's going to happen, is absolutely inevitable. So, you know, on my professional journey, just, you know, president of a progressive organization, to running for Congress, I mean, that a whole bunch of stuff happened in between those two things. But that's it. And it has been a blessing. It has been hard and challenging, but what a blessing. And the opportunities that have come my way and the doors that have been opened for me are the reasons why I keep going. You never know where you'll end up. You know, those moments in your life where you're feeling like, damn, I want to give up, but you can't because you never know what's on the other side. There's a song in the Christian tradition. The words are, I am going to run. I'm gonna run to see what the end is gonna be. Beautiful. I am going to run to see what the end is going to be. So let's keep digging. Let's go. Let's stay on this street we on right now. And we're gonna dive into how sometimes when it seems as though a door has been closed, and hell, the door was closed. I mean, sometimes it seems that way and sometimes it is absolutely that way. But if you truly think about it, I mean deeply, go ahead, come with me, think deeply. You know something else was around that corner and you thought, wow, this is even better. Or I didn't see this coming and it was good. You know, what circumstance, most circumstances, I'm sure that you would agree that something different and new happened beyond that, even if things didn't happen exactly the way you thought that they were going to happen. So opening new doors, taking chances and adapting to change and finding the possibilities. That really is what life is all about, is finding the possibilities. I was in the dentist's office. I broke my damn crown. My crown chipped on my tooth and I had to go to the dentist, and Dr. Oz was on, you know, in the lobby. That's what was playing. And the guest that he had on was Mel Robbins. And she is a motivator. She does a lot of research on development and how we can motivate ourselves to greatness. And one of the things they were talking about was high five yourself every day. And I'm thinking, high five myself. But as they were explaining, and some of the guests who started on this journey of the high five was talking about how the wiring of our brain and the fact that every time we high five somebody else, we're high fiving them to lift them, to be in agreement with them on something that's positive. And I'm listening to this while I'm waiting to go back to see the dentist, thinking to myself, wow, you know what? That is so simple, but it is so profound. If you think about it, when you high fiving somebody, you are affirming good things for them. You're celebrating with them. And so the mind is wired to see high five as a very positive thing. But this was about high fiving yourself every day. So I'm going to give that a try. See how that happens. And also affirmations and just putting out the positive vibes. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be a good day. And we got to make that happen. It doesn't just happen by accident. We got to make it happen. It has to be on purpose. So let's talk about adapting to change and finding the possibilities. It really is about the possibilities. So another quote, you all know I love quotes and scriptures, and just, it's my thing. It's my love language. What's your love language? Share your love language with me. If you are a member of Patreon, go ahead and put it there. If you are not a member of Patreon and you want to share some of that on social media, but yeah, what's your love language? What do you like to do or say or think? Is it a song? Is it calling a certain someone? Is it looking at a picture, looking at the sky, being around water? What is your love language? Mine is quotes and scriptures, obviously. So the amazing Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Those are words for a lifetime. Reminds me of something that the great Harriet Tubman once said, keep going. You know, if there's dogs barking, keep going. You know, if there's yelling after you, keep going. If there are torches in the woods, keep going. If you ever want a taste of freedom, keep going. Never stop. Keep going. Come on, somebody. Y'all feeling that? Right now, I'm feeling it. Keep going. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Keep going. Oh, yeah. Those are words for a lifetime. Lord have mercy. I'm feeling this thing. I had to take off my glasses. And, you know, sometimes in situations, you are the first person to actually do that thing. And in those moments, you laying a foundation. Think about how many times you laid a foundation for somebody else. You left some footprints. Or are you walking in the footprints that somebody else left for you? When I ran for Cleveland City Council, I certainly did not set out to make history, but as it turns out, I was the first and so far, unfortunately, the only woman to win that seat, not to seek the seat, but to win the seat, to serve. And since my service, there has not been another woman to come after me. But when I think about first, a lot of times what it means is the first to have the opportunity, not necessarily the first to try, not the first to be qualified, air quotes, but the first one to have the opportunity and to know that I blazed a trail for another woman, conscious-minded woman to come behind me, certainly brings me great joy. It causes me to just say, wow, you know, I did that. I certainly didn't do that alone, but I did that. When I look at, you know, serving on the Ohio Senate, I was the first African-American woman to serve in that seat, a district that is certainly socially and economically diverse, but racially diverse too. It is not a majority, minority district. To be able to win and make that kind of history. So Sister Turner is a history maker. But when I was doing those things, you know, setting out on that journey, on that path, I did not think about it, about the accomplishments in the same ways that I am able to think about them now. And it is something beautiful about being able to go back and take inventory of one's life. Take the moment. Make the time to do that. And certainly as we get closer to the end of 2021, you know, the end of years and also the beginning of the year is the more traditional time when people take reflection, take stock of where they have been, baby, and where they want to go. So important, because in order to plan your future, you got to know where you've been to be able to project where you want to be. The whole notion of opportunities, you know, I used to, well, I still do give speeches, but COVID certainly has changed the dynamics of being out in the world and giving a lot of speeches. But even in my classroom, when I taught at Cuyahoga Community College, I would, you know, on the first day of class in the olden days, I would ask my students what they want to be when they grow up. I think it was important. And it didn't matter if I was teaching a high tech academy class, which is a self-contained class for high school students, or teaching young adults, young adjacent adults, and elders at time, compelled definitely to ask this. What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be? And people would get tickled by that, but it caused them to think, to pause for a minute. Yeah, what do I want to be when I grow up? So important. And I think in every phase of our lives, every phase, we need to pause and reflect, take stock, and then ask that question. What do I want to be when I grow up? It doesn't matter if you're 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, 80, never too late. There's a quote that says, it's never too late to be what I would have been, or could have been, or should have been. I don't know who said that, but somebody asked that or said that, made that statement, but it's true. What do I want to be when I grow up? The key word, be. The other key word, I. What do I want to be when I grow up? And it is, you know, it's just important to think back, to do mid-course corrections from time to time. Sometimes, you know, you think and feel like you want to go down one road and it turns out you need to go around the bend, sometimes around the corner many, many times to get to your destination. The notion of being first in some things is still, yeah, I don't necessarily think of the things that I've done so far, you know, in my life as being the first one to do a thing. But when I'm in reflection mode, I do understand how important it is to be that first, because it makes it easy for somebody else to do it too, or it should. So not just in the political realm, but when I look at my journey in the academy and academia, you know, being the first generation college graduate and what all of that meant, you know, chasing, like really, really chasing success, wanting it so much. And at times it felt elusive, but I was chasing it, trying to catch it. And, you know, first generation college graduate, laying a strong foundation for my siblings, for my son, who became a second generation college graduate. Many of you know I am a new yaya, grandma. But, you know, knowing that my grandchildren, that because I was the first to do it, I increased the likelihood that generations after me would do it too. And living that out in real time, because my son is second generation and my grandchildren will be third generation and so on and so forth. And hopefully, and I'm using that word, and will continue to put sweat equity behind it, there will be, by the time my grandchildren get to college or college age, that there is college for all in the United States of America, so that folks who do go to college, who do seek a higher education, that they do not, I repeat, do not have to graduate with debt in one hand and a degree in the other. That is literal madness. Makes no sense. And we must put a stop to it. And we can do it, because it's all about making policy. We got to make different decisions when it comes to that. What is the social contract? You know, the social contract for education, the social contract for employment, the social contract that guarantees that no matter what your economic status is in life, that there are some things that you are entitled to. I mean, one of the reasons why I went to college, and probably a whole bunch of folks who fall under the first to do it category, was to make a difference in my life and to be able to change some material conditions. That's it. You go into college or a trade school to get different skills, new skills, beautiful skills, to edify yourself and to edify your family, and by extension, you edify your community. That is why people go. And it is necessary to have a paradigm shift in the United States of America when it comes to that social contract in the 21st century must be one of pre-K to college and or trade education. That has to happen. But that's why I went, to change things, the direction, the path for my family. And I've been blessed to have been able to do that. But that's why people go. They don't go to stay in the same condition or the same situation. They go to advance themselves and their children and their children's children. It is important, again, the way we started in talking about the first and the journey and the choices we make and the changes that we are going to be a part of, and understanding that change, good, bad, and ugly change, all of them are part of a whole continuum called life, the circle of life. That's what it is, baby. That's what it is. So again, please share with me on Twitter or the gram, or you can send an email, but share. What is your love language? Pondering this thing called life is something we're going to come back to. I'm going to do a few more of these episodes, both solo and also interviewing people. That's just the kind of mood I'm in right now. I really do want to reflect myself and encourage other people to reflect. Because this COVID has been a mother, and it has definitely caused a lot of grief and sadness and heartache and headache. And it is more than a chore, I think, more than usual, more than before COVID. It is a lot harder to be able to find that joy and to find one's positioning mean the struggle is show enough real, as my grandmother used to say. And we have to acknowledge that as we are a little more than 2 months away from going into 2022 to think about the things that we have accomplished. Also to think about regrets, think about hopes, think about dreams, all of those things make us a part of who we are. And to be able to embrace who you are in all of your imperfection. You are perfectly imperfect. Hello, somebody. And that's okay, too. Thinking about what you accomplished and what you want to accomplish. Because every day that that alarm clock goes off, look, I'm dating myself. Every day that that phone alarm goes off is another day and another chance and another opportunity to be all that you would have been, that you could have been, and that you still can be. Because of COVID, it's more important now than ever to force yourself to reflect. Because it is hard. You know, the loneliness of it, the uncertainty of it, all of the political back and forth stresses people the hell out. We stress the hell out right now. And we got to go the extra mile, do extra things to be lifted. So, you know what, Mel Robbins, she is on to something. High five yourself every daggone morning. I am, Sister Turner, going to try that. I am going to do it most days. And I'm going to come back and let you know how that goes. You know, how that went down, how it, you know, made me feel after I do that for a couple of months. Is there something to that? High-fiving yourself, lifting yourself, praising yourself, reflecting on yourself. Oh my God. And you know, you don't have to be the first for it to be relevant. You know, it doesn't have to be. So until next time we get together, I want you to engage in reflection and overjoy. Like, choose joy. Choose to lift yourself. Choose to reflect. Get that high five in. I smile every time I say it. And we're gonna come back to this again as we get closer and closer to the end of the year. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That doesn't mean that we're not going to go through some shit, because we are. But those plans, you know, there are things that are going to happen that's going to try to knock you off track. But those plans are set in stone. Yes, you must believe, you must hope, and then you must put some sweat equity behind that thing. Great things happen with sweat equity, with some hope, with a dream, with a reflection, and with a plan. You better say that. I am saying it. Hello, somebody. Sending love.
Coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us. Interna, her voice is the truth. Her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.